Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, canto 10, chapter 38, chapter entitled Akrura's Arrival in Vrindavan, text 25. Padani tasya akila loka pala kirita jushta amala pada reno dadarsha ghoshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abja yava ankusha adhyay padani tasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapada reno tadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye padani tasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapadareno dadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye padani tasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapadareno dadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye. Padani tasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapadareno dadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye dadani yasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapadareno dadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye. Matajis. Padani tasya kila lokapala kirita jushta malapadareno dadarsha goshte shiti kautukani vilakshitani abjayavanankushadhyaye. Padani, the footprints, tasya, of him, akila, all, loka, of the planets, pala, by the superintendents, kirita, upon their crowns, jushta, placed, amala, pure, pada, of his feet, reno, the dust, dadarsha, he, Akrura, saw, goshte, in the cow pasture, shiti, the earth, Kautukani, wonderfully decorating. Vilakshitani, distinguishable. Abja, by the lotus. Yava, barley corn. Ankusha, elephant gourd. Adhye, and so on. Translation by the loving disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the covered pasture, Akrura saw the footprints of those feet whose pure dust the rulers of all planets in the universe hold on their crowns. Those footprints of the Lord, distinguished by such marks as the lotus, barley corn, and elephant gourd, made the ground wonderfully beautiful. Text 26. Tadarshanalada vivriddha sambrama premodaromarshu kalakulekshana ratadavaskandya satesh acheshtata prabhuramun yangri rajam sahohiti. Translation. Increasingly agitated by ecstasy at seeing the Lord's footprints, His bodily hairs standing on end because of His pure love, and His eyes filled with tears, Akrura jumped from His chariot and began rolling about among those footprints, exclaiming, "Ah, this is the dust from my Master's feet." Text 27. Deham vritam yan artho hitva dambam viyam sucham sandeshadyo harer linga darshana shravanadibi. Translation. The very goal of life for all embodied beings is His ecstasy, which Akrura experienced when, upon receiving Kamsa's order, he put aside all pride, fear, and lamentation, and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing, and describing the things that reminded him of Lord Krishna. Purport. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Akrura gave up fear by openly showing his love and reverence for Krishna, even though he or his family might have been punished by the angry Kamsa. Akrura gave up his pride in being an aristocratic member of society and worshipped the covered residents of the simple village of Vrindavan. And he gave up lamenting for his house, wife and family, which were in danger from King Kamsa. Giving up all these things, he rolled in the dust of the lotus feet of God. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. Like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present here. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, it is impossible to progress in the path of devotional service. Hare Krishna. So today, the chapter is Akura's arrival in Vrindavan. When Srila Prabhupada was translating the Srimad Bhagavatam into English, he realized that it would not be possible for him, because of his ill health, to translate all the 12 cantos into English. So, he gave the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, this book is the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. And that book is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the introduction, Srila Prabhupada writes, by reading this one book, Krishna, love of Godhead will fructify. So, when he was writing the summary for the 10th canto of this Krishna book, and when he is explaining this particular chapter, Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan, there is a beautiful paragraph in the Krishna book, how we should approach Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of Akrura. And that paragraph, I'll just read from that paragraph, from the Krishna book. The paragraph is as such. Akrura's journey to Vrindavan is exemplary. One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura and always think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. As soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan all over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in a celebrated song, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man. When my mind will be purified after leaving the contamination of material sense enjoyment, I shall be able to visit Vrindavan. Actually, one cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura. Here the point is very significant. How we should approach Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada is giving importance to the song of Narottam Das Thakur from the Prarthana. If we have this mood, if we approach Vrindavan in this consciousness, then we will be able to appreciate Vrindavan. The song is Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharir Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Nir Aar Kabe Nitaichan Karuna Habe Samsara Bashana Mora Kabe Tuchha Habe. Then, this point, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man Kabe Hamahera Goshi Vrindavan. When will I be able to realize Sri Vrindavan? When the contamination of sense gratification is eradicated from the heart, only then will I be able to understand Vrindavan. Otherwise, even though one is in Vrindavan, he'll not be able to realize Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, all throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam lectures, I think 70-80% of his lectures, he would always quote this particular shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted by Suta Goswami to the sages in Naimisharanya. In essence, this is the gist of the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. That is, Savai Pumsham Paradharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. Is explained, Srila Prabhupada would explain, that devotional service is performed by many people. Many people take the shelter of Krishna. But what form, what type of devotional service is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam? It is Savai Pumsham Parodharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaji. It is devotional service to Krishna. But how? That is most important. Ahituki Apratiyata Yayatmasu Prasiddhati. When the devotional service performed by a sadhaka is without any material motivation, without any interruption, that devotional service will completely satisfy the soul. The problem is, many perform devotional service, but instead of satisfaction of the soul, the devotional service only leads to frustration. Why? Because the heart is contaminated with material desire for sense gratification. And when there is some motivation in performing devotional service, guarantee there is going to be some interruption. And when there is some interruption while performing devotional service, it will lead to frustration. Both ho gaya, bas ho gaya, enough. Devotional service enough. Both darshan kar liya, both jap kar liya. Why? Because if there is any motivation in our heart other than serving the Supreme Lord, it will give some interruption. That's why Srila Prabhupada would ask his disciples in one of his lectures, I don't think it was in Los Angeles, he asked his disciples, what do you mean by taking darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And you know, he said, what is the best darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What do you mean? What is the symptom of a person who has got the best darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And generally, we have a big misconception of what is the best darshan. Generally, in India, best darshan means if there is a huge crowd in the temple, bribe the pujari and go in front of the Lord and stand. That is best darshan. Generally, I've seen personally, there is one temple in India. Huge crowd. You know, for one darshan, it takes minimum 8 hours. And on festival days, it's 12 hours. Imagine the frustration going among the pilgrims. So, they have also become very intelligent. So, before coming to take the darshan, they go to a politician's house to take on recommendation letter. If you have an MP's recommendation letter and if you show on the gate, you get a VIP treatment inside. So is this the good darshan? According to Prabhupada, no. This is not darshan. Darshan is not through influence. What is the symptom of a person who has taken the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Prabhupada says, after taking the darshan of the Lord, if there is even a pinch of desire to enjoy this material world, that person has not taken darshan of the Lord. After taking the darshan, there is no material desire of sense enjoyment. That means he has taken darshan of the Lord. What a deep statement. Generally, the darshan means just go, stand in front of the deity and leave. Because Srila Prabhupada says, if there is material contamination within the heart, we won't be able to appreciate the darshan for a long time. Bas ho gaya. Mera kaam ho gaya. Niklo. No. Because there is material, there is going to be interruption and we won't be appreciating the presence of the Supreme Personality God in front of us. There was a nice realization by one devotee a few years ago in Jagannath Puri. He got the opportunity to sit behind Lord Jagannath in the chariot. Actually, this was outside the Gundicha temple. When the Lord is about to proceed to Gundicha. So this devotee got an opportunity. He somehow got inside the chariot. And there was a pujari there. He said, oh, please come. You can sit just behind Lord Jagannath. Massage the Lord. And this devotee was in ecstasy. It was excitement. He embraced the Lord. He kissed the Lord. He massaged the Lord, you know. And he touched his beads to the Lord. Please, my Lord. I hope by touching these beads I can increase the taste for the holy name. And you know, he was just praying, my Lord, I'm so fallen. You gave me this opportunity to just sit next to you, just behind you. I'm massaging you. And it was around 5:30 in the evening. And the ramp was set on the chariot. Once they set the wooden ramp, it means that the Lord is going to move out anytime. And once the wooden ramp was set, everything, and this devotee was just praying, "My Lord, you're leaving me now. I'm so fallen. What will be my state now after you leave me?" Then it was 5:30. Chanting was intense. 5:30 became 6:30. 6:30 became 7:30. 7:30 became 8:30. But the Lord is not moving. The initial excitement started turning into frustration. He was feeling within his heart, "Why is the Lord not moving out of this chariot?" And within his heart he started praying, "Lord, please move away from here. I have had enough of your darshan. Please, you please go and take rest in Gundicha so that I can immediately go to my hotel room and take rest, so that I have a train to catch tomorrow morning to Mumbai." This is what happens. Then this devotee, very sincere devotee, he just came and is saying, what Srila Prabhupada says is true. If there is material contamination within our heart, even if you stand next to the Lord, it is just an excitement. Once the excitement dies down, it gives rise only to frustration. "Okay, enough. Let me leave. Mera kaam ho gaya. Darshan ho gaya." But Srila Prabhupada's definition of darshan is totally different. I think no other acharya has given such a powerful definition of what is darshan. Taking darshan means test for your own self. Actually, in devotional service, nobody is going to give us a certificate one day. "Congratulations, Prabhu. You are certified that today you are a pure devotee. Congratulations." Each sadhaka is his own best judge. Looking inside the heart, is there still some material contamination within the heart? Is there still some material contamination to enjoy this material world? Is there some hope that there is happiness in this material world? Sorry, there is a long way to go, Prabhu. Devotional, pure devotion is a very long way to go. This is Krishna consciousness. Coming back to today's verse, Vakrura, when he saw the footprints of the Supreme Lord, he just started crying and he started rolling on the ground, seeing the "This is my Lord's footprints. These are my Lord's footprints." A question arises. What is the speciality of Lord's footprint? What is so great about Lord's footprints? What is the greatness of that Lord's lotus feet? Since time immemorial, the sages are just behind it. Glorification is going on. Vande Maha Purushate Charanaravindam Padaravindam. Since time immemorial, devotees are just glorifying the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the greatness? What is the speciality? Why is the Lord's lotus feet has so much of power? And the Supreme Lord himself clarifies in the third canto, why does his lotus feet have so much of power that devotees are just crazy about his lotus feet? Even the Lord is wondering, what is there in my lotus feet that devotees are so much crazy about it? And he explains it in the chapter where Jaya and Vijay are cursed by the four Kumaras. When Jaya and Vijay were cursed by the four Kumaras, it commotion happened in the gate, seventh gate of Vaikuntha. And the Lord immediately arrived there to solve the chaos. As he arrived at the gate of Vaikuntha, he had a lotus in his hand, just twirling the lotus, and he had Garuda to take rest upon. And he stood there. The first thing the Lord did, see the humility of the Supreme Personality. He begged forgiveness from the four Kumaras. He said, "These two servants of mine committed a great offense. Because I am their master, I am totally responsible for the offense that they have committed. So the first thing I'll do is, I'll beg forgiveness from you. Please forgive me." And then he looked at Jai Vijay and he said, my devotees are so dear to me. They are so dear to me. Even if one of my arms of the four, even if one of my arms goes against a Vaishnava, I am ready to cut off the arm and throw it away. Then the Lord speaks to Jai Vijay. You know why my lotus feet has so much of power? That sages are glorifying since time immemorial, and even anyone takes the shelter of the lotus feet, he is removed from this material cycle of birth and death. You know why this lotus feet has so much power? And the Lord clarified, my lotus feet has so much of power because I personally serve my devotees. That is the reason my lotus feet has so much of power. And this is true. The Lord, as Narottam Das Thakur says in one of his prayers, Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Pran. Govinda personally says that devotees, Tomara Ridhaya Sada Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Pran. Lord himself says, my devotees are my life and soul. I am at the disposal of my devotees, my pure devotees. Generally, this is one of the tendency of Maya, that sometimes Maya tests us and says that no, you don't require any Vaishnavas, you don't require you and God and no one in between. That is a test of Maya. Actually, it is a big hallucination, as Srila Prabhupada says. Progressing in devotional service without the association of Vaishnava is impossible. It is like, suppose in front of my house is an example. I have a huge motor manufacturing unit. It's a huge company of Tatas, for example. And they manufacture all the cars. Just because they have a manufacturing unit in front of my house, I can't just barge inside the gate and pay the money and take one car. They'll say, no. We can't give you the car here. You go to my authorized dealers. They will give you the car. But you see, you have millions of cars, you are manufacturing. Why? What is the harm in giving one car? I am ready to pay more money. No. It is all with my authorized dealers. This is the policy of the company. Similarly, Lord has infinite mercy. And if we try to approach the Lord without approaching devotees, that is Lord's policy. Sorry. I am the property of my pure devotees. If you want me, approach my pure devotee. Why a pure devotee? You can approach me. Nicely explained by the Prithu Maharaj in the fourth canto. Pure devotees, the importance of pure devotees. And when the Lord appears in Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice, he asks Prithu Maharaj, yes Prithu, tell me what you want. I am ready to benedict you. Ask for any benediction. I am ready to fulfill your desire. What is the great thing? What did Prithu Maharaj ask from the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He asked, my Lord, I don't want anything from you. I request that you give me millions of years. Not just two. Millions of years. So that I can hear your activities and glorification from the mouth of your pure devotees. Mahat Bhada Rajo Vishekam. Because when the pure devotees speak about you, when they glorify you, those are not just mere words coming out from their mouth. Those words are filled with the saffron dust of your lotus feet, my Lord. So I hanker for millions of years to take those dust to enter my ears and enter my heart and purify my heart so that I can increase my love towards you. Lord, give me this benediction. Lord, Supreme Lord, is a servant of his devotees. And this was exhibited in a very exemplary manner by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself during the Rajasuya sacrifice. During the Rajasuya sacrifice, the best management by Maharaj Yudhishthira. Each one was given different departments. Bhima, in charge of the kitchen. Duryodhan was in charge of gift collection. Karna was in charge of the charity. To look after the Varishta Vaishnavas who come for the Rajasuya sacrifice, Arjuna was responsible. He was the overall head of the department. Even Vidura was in charge of the treasury. Bhishmacharya was in charge of the entire sacrifice. Vyasadeva was overlooking the sacrifice. Finally, Yudhishthira approached Lord Krishna, my Lord, this Rajasuya sacrifice is on your order. Is there any desire I can fulfill, my Lord? The Lord requests only one desire. He said, Yudhishthira, today I request from you only one. I have only one desire. When all the saintly sages assemble in this Rajasuya sacrifice, I personally want to serve them. I personally want to wash their feet. I personally want to serve them prasad. I personally want to take their remnants. Please give me this opportunity. Lord, Supreme Personality got it. And Rajasuya sacrifice was, like you can say, it was the gathering of, you can say, the galaxy of sages from all over the universe. The who's who of the saintly community came and assembled in the Rajasuya sacrifice. All the principal demigods came to this Rajasuya sacrifice. And here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in front of everyone, is washing the feet of his devotees to show that I am the servant of my devotees. I am because of my devotees. And this was to know what is the meaning of taking the dust of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a very deep subject matter. Taking dust, that is okay. We should never miss an opportunity, you know, to take the dust of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to take the dust from the deity's feet, take the dust from spiritual master's feet. We should never lose an opportunity. We should take the best, make the best utility of that opportunity. But from the spiritual sense in term, what is the meaning of taking the dust of the lotus feet? The meaning of taking the dust of the lotus feet is following the instruction of a pure devotee with faith and conviction and applying it in our lives. That is the meaning of taking the dust of the lotus feet. And this was exhibited by Srila Prabhupada with his association with his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. 1922, at Ultaranga Road Junction, it was evening time. And two friends are fighting with each other. Come, Abhay. Let us go and meet this wonderful personality. Abhay is saying, enough, Naren. I don't want to meet. I have seen many such saintly people. No, Abhay, this one is a special. You just come and sit for some time. You will realize he is special. Because why? Prabhupada would say, his close friends, it was Narendranath Mulik, Rupendranath Mitra, all his friends, college friends, you know, they had to take the opinion of Abhay. Because Abhay was a leader. And whatever he says is the final call. So they had to, because anything they had to judge or test, they had to ask the opinion of Abhay Charan. So Abhay, you please come. Finally, Abhay had to give up to Narendranath's insistence. They came, it was evening time. They crossed the Parshavana Jain temple. They entered the Ultaranga Road Junction 1. And there was Bhakti Vinod Asan, the preaching center of Gaudiya Math. And went to the top floor. They told that Guru Maharaj in the terrace. And they entered the terrace. What a sight to behold. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a powerful personality. His back was always straight. And his ray of Vishnu, the dear son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a dear disciple of Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, and you know, sadhana personified, the person who has chanted 3 lakh names every day for 10 years in Sridham Mayapur, the person who is ready for a revolution of spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission all over the world. He was sitting straight with the chadar draped around his shoulders, a bifocal, and he was speaking. And suddenly when he saw these two boys coming and offering obeisances, even before getting up, he ordered them, you two educated men, you should spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all across the world in English language. Even before completing their obeisances, the order had already come. The order was for both of them. But one took it seriously. Generally, there is a Gurudev didn't order me personally. No, order is for everyone. It is up to the disciple to take it personally or not. Suddenly, Abhay doesn't take anything on sentiments. He questioned. You know, he already wore a khadi. He had given up his BA degree. It was only one thing in mind. Quit India movement. Angrej hatao, desh bachao. This is my andolan. Kick out the Britishers and save India. And he asked this question, Hari, as long as Britishers are there, who is going to hear this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Maharaj, no one is going to listen. First, let us get the freedom. Then we'll preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Siddhant Saraswati Thakur said, didn't you understand? Even I am speaking about freedom. Didn't you get my point? Even I am also going for a revolution. That is a revolution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are speaking the freedom of your body, but I am speaking the freedom of the soul proper. This is real freedom. Your revolution may be, your slogan of your revolution may be Angrej Hatao, Desh Bachao. But my slogan is Ajnan Hatao, Atma Bachao. Now tell me which is better. Remove your ignorance and save the soul proper. Once this soul is saved from this ocean of birth, death, old age, disease, no problem. Corruption is not a problem. Black money is not a problem. Bad governance is not a problem. Unemployment is not a problem. Poverty is not a problem. Strive for this particular solution. And why are you just striving for India? Your revolution is only based for India. But Mahaprabhu's revolution is for entire humanity. Now tell me, which revolution is better? Which freedom is better? It was like a bolt from the blue. For the first time in his life, Abhay Charan got the right definition of freedom. Never before he had imagined there is a freedom for the soul. The meeting lasted for 2 hours and Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was speaking on varied subject matters. After 2 hours, both the friends got up and prasadam was given in their hands. They took the prasadam. The night had already set in. As they were coming down from the stairs, you know, the priorities in Abhay's life started changing. He was striving for some freedom, but today he came to know what is real freedom. He was imagining, right from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, from Pakistan to Arunachal Pradesh, everyone has a wrong diagnosis of freedom. Angrej Hatao, Desh Bachao. But only one person in this entire country got the right definition of freedom. And he is there in this Ultadanga Road junction. And I am so fortunate that I have met him today. Suddenly there was a pat on the back. And that was Naren. Abhay, how was he? Didn't I tell you he is special? What is your reaction? Abhay said, he is wonderful, Naren. He is wonderful. The movement of Lord Chaitanya is in the right hands. Thank you, Naren. Srila Prabhupada later says, that particular night, he accepted within his heart Srila Saraswati Thakur as his disciple, as his spiritual master. Of course, officially he was not initiated. That was the first meeting, a deep meeting, a deep impression. You know, when did Srila Prabhupada meet him the second time? Has anyone any idea? When did Srila Prabhupada meet him the second time? Koshi. How many years back? How many years later? After 10 years. After 10 years meeting his spiritual master in Koshi. He was, after meeting his spiritual master, his priorities changed. He went to Allahabad with his family. He started a Prayag pharmacy. And there he started meeting the Gaudiya Math devotees. They asked one day, Abhay Babu, there is Brajamandala Parikrama in Vrindavan. Will you like to come? It is a 1 month Parikrama. Headed by our Guru Maharaj. Abhay said, I have my pharmacy here. I have to look after the accounts. But I'll surely come for the last 1 or 2 days. You register me for the last 1 or 2 days. Okay. Sure enough, in the month of October, November, Abhay knew the dates. He took a train from Allahabad, got in at Mathura Junction, took a tonga, horse-ridden cart, to Koshi. Because he knew that is where the congregation will get together, or Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. It was evening time. After 10 years, Abhay is going to meet his spiritual master. 10 years. And he's anticipating. How will my spiritual master look? What will he tell me? As he reached, it was evening time, and Abhay registered his name. They said, you please take your accommodation with the grihastha devotees in one of the tents, and announcement will be made soon. So he went and he freshened up, and everything was there. He took prasad, and suddenly the announcement was being made. So the program for today is as follows, as we generally do in our yatra. The evening program for today is as follows. There are two options. The first option is, since this is the last day of the yatra, devotees can go to the nearby Sheshashai temple at Mathura. That is the first option. And second option is, since Gurudev, our spiritual master, is leaving to Mathura and from there to Kolkata tomorrow morning, tonight, he is going to speak. So two options. It is individual choice. You can just take whatever you want to. So it was greeted by a loud Haribol. And Abhay felt, what will I do going to the Sheshashai temple? It will be a mere exercise of my eyes. I'll meet my spiritual master. After 10 years, I'm going to meet him. So he came to know that the lecture has already begun. He entered the tent. The lecture had already begun. Already there are only, I think, 15-20 devotees. And the tent was small. So Abhay took his place in the corner of that tent. And he started listening very attentively. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was speaking on Sambandha, Abhideha and Prayojana. He was speaking in English mixed with Bengali and quoting Sanskrit verses. The vocabulary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was too high. Some of the words couldn't be understood. Some went above Abhay's head, but many he could grasp. He said, but I liked to listen to him. It was very nice. After a few hours, some of the sannyasis excused themselves and left the tent and went away. The remaining were 3-4, and one amongst them was Abhay. He listened and listened and listened. There was no personal talk. There was no personal instruction. But he liked to listen. After a few hours, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ended his lecture. Everyone offered the obeisances. Abhay felt a deep sense of satisfaction. After 10 years, I am hearing my spiritual master. The next day morning, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sat in an open car. All his disciples, all the followers of God, entire tent was filled to give him a farewell. Because he is leaving for Mathura and from there he is going to Kolkata. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sat on the back side of the open car. He looked back at all his disciples. Then he waved to all of them. And everyone waved back, Jai Gurudev. And one amongst them was Abhay. Jai Gurudev. Vrindavan Yatra completed. He came back to Allahabad and met the devotees in Allahabad. They said, how was the Yatra, Abhay Babu, in Vrindavan? Oh, Yatra was very nice. Guru Maharaj spoke so nicely. It was wonderful. You know the good news, Abhay Babu? What? Guru Maharaj is coming to Allahabad the next month. There is a cornerstone laying ceremony for the Rupa Gaudiya Math. Guru Maharaj is personally coming to lay that cornerstone. Moreover, the most important point, there is going to be an initiation ceremony also. Initiation ceremony? You know, the person who gave this news was Atulananda Brahmachari. He was the president of Rupa Gaudiya Math. So Prabhupada just folded his hands. Abhay, he folded his hands. He said, Atulananda Prabhu, will my name be recommended for initiation? Am I eligible for initiation? Atulananda Brahmachari said, why not, Abhay Babu? You give so much of donations. You play so nice mridanga. You give such nice lectures. You get so, all the well-wishers to our temple. Definitely your name is recommended. Let Guru Maharaj come. But your name is 100% recommended. Sure enough, in January 1933, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to Allahabad. And it is said that he was a person possessed with Krishna Gata. Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam కథయంతశ్చ మాం నిత్యం తుష్యంతి చ రమంతి చ. యు పొజెస్డ్ విత్ కృష్ణ కథ. యు ఎనీ ఆపర్చునిటీ స్పీక్ కృష్ణ కథ. ఈ స్పోక్ కృష్ణ కథ. ఇట్ వాజ్ ఐ థింక్ ఇన్ ది ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ ఈవినింగ్ మార్నింగ్ సడన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ ది కథ అతులానంద బ్రహ్మచారి కేమ్ విత్ ద లిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇనిషియేటింగ్ క్యాండిడేట్స్. All were called to, those are getting initiated, they were all called to, just to have a briefing with their spiritual master. So he gave the list and Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was going through the list. And then when the name was called, that person has to stand up. At that time, Atulananda Brahmachari would introduce them to the spiritual master. Gurudev, he is this, what is his qualification, what does he do to Gaudiya Math, and this is his qualification, he is a very good asset to Gaudiya Math. The list was going on, the name came, Abhay Charan De. At that time, this young gentleman, Abhay, he got up. He was shaking. He was nervous. This is eye-to-eye contact with the spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. That time, Atulananda Brahma started saying, what is Abhay's contribution to Gaudiya Math? Gurudev, he is a good mridanga player. He gives good lectures and he collects good donations and his all-round capacity for Gaudiya Math, he's really an asset. Siddhant Saraswati Thakur heard all the qualification, but then he said, Abhay, he likes to hear. He doesn't go away. I have marked him. I will surely accept him as my disciple. Of all the qualifications of Abhay, playing a good mridanga, giving good lectures, Siddhant Saraswati Thakur didn't give much attention. His only attention was, this person gives lot of attention to hearing. He doesn't go away. I have marked him. I have marked him. And I accept him as my disciple. That was a dream come true. To Abhay Charan. Dream come true. After 10 years, he is going to get initiated by his spiritual master. He went home. He told his wife, Radharani, I am getting initiated. Please join me. Why don't you get initiated? She said, no, I am not interested. But he was not moved. No, my wife is not English. How can? No. Okay. On the appointed day, from his house, his brother and sister came to witness the initiation ceremony. And in Allahabad, in 1933, Siddhant Saraswati Thakur gave the first and the second initiation simultaneously to Abhay Charan. His new name became Abhay Charanaravinda Das. Abhay Charanaravinda Das means that master whose lotus feet can award fearlessness to his devotee who has taken shelter of. He is Abhay Charan, his Das, taking the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. His Das, his servant. Abhay was so grateful. Siddhant Saraswati Thakur told him, I instruct you, you read the Nectar of Devotion thoroughly. That will help you. This is Guru Shishya Parampara. Srila Prabhupada actually remembers his spiritual master. He says, had I not met my spiritual master in 1922, in that Ultadanga Road junction, I would have become a big business magnet. But never would I ever traverse this path of devotional service, this path of going back home, back to Godhead. It is only because of my spiritual master I have taken to this path of Krishna consciousness. In one sense, this is called taking the dust of the lotus feet. Taking the instruction, not just hearing. Hearing it with faith and practicing it 100%. All the interruptions in our heart will be destroyed. All the motivations, the material motivations within our heart will be destroyed. The process works, provided one follows it sincerely. This is Krishna consciousness. Actually, in Srila Prabhupada's own life, Srila Prabhupada says that proximity to the spiritual master is good. But most important is hearing his instruction with faith and applying it in our lives. Because what he says, it is not just the pure devotee speaking, it is Krishna's dust coming out of his mouth. It is Krishna speaking through the pure devotee. This happened, a nice incident which happened in Prabhupada's life after he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It happened in London. It was in 1969, they were in Lennon's estate, John Lennon's estate. And suddenly there was a wave all across the world. Today, man is going to step on the moon. There was a moon landing mission which was coming up. So Prabhupada had one servant, he was as well as his secretary, he was Purushottam. So he was very excited that today man is going to land on the moon. So he told Prabhupada, today man is going to land on the moon. Prabhupada said, no, it is not possible. Shastras say that no one can land. No, Prabhupada, they are going to land. Prabhupada, they are going to show it live today on the television. No, Shastras will never cheat us. Man can never land on the moon. Prabhupada, they are going to show us live. You just witness it. Then you'll come to know. Prabhupada said, okay. Prabhupada, should I get a television? Okay. He got on rent on television box. And it was morning time. Prabhupada was having his massage. So this disciple, this servant was so busy in seeing this moon expedition, he forgot to give massage to his spiritual master. He put on the television and started sitting in front and giving a live commentary, what all is happening. And Prabhupada appointed another person to massage him. So this devotee was massaging Srila Prabhupada. And suddenly they were showing the astronauts have landed and it's a big achievement in the history of America. The first time Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, they have landed on the moon. Now it's a big achievement for the mankind. So Prabhupada closed his eyes. He was asking Purushottam, Purushottam, have they landed in the moon? Prabhupada, yes, they have landed. One is already flying in the moon because there is no gravitation. Okay. What else are you seeing in the moon? Prabhupada, there is some stones there, some rocks here and there. There is some crater, some sand dunes here and there. Are there any trees? No, Prabhupada, there are no trees. Water body? No, Prabhupada. Animals? No, Prabhupada. Human beings? No, Prabhupada. Please switch off the television and give it to the person whom you have taken from. Because you are wasting my time and you are wasting in your time. Please chant Hare Krishna. He felt, shock of his life. What is this? It is shown live on the television that person has landed on the moon. And here, my spiritual master is saying that, no, it is bogus. How can that be? How can my spiritual master is showing live? No, they are cheating. And then in the afternoon, Malati Mataji, she got a lunch. After offering to Krishna, she got a Khichdi Prasadam. When Srila Prabhupada asked Malati, what have you cooked for Krishna? Malati said, Prabhupada, I have cooked Khichdi for Krishna. Prabhupada looked at Purushottam. The person was excited about moon landing. He said, her endeavor to cook Khichdi for Krishna is greater than their moon expedition. They have spent billions for nothing. But she is simple. She is cooking Khichdi. Back to God is guaranteed. And sure enough, that was 1969, when the whole world was saying, this is right, man has landed in moon. But only one person in this entire world was saying, they are cheating, even though he is seeing it live on the television, because he had faith in Krishna. And today it is 2014. Technology is far more advanced in the 21st century. But they are not raising any issues on again a moon landing. No. We'll go in 2050. Why, if you could go in 1969, why can't you go now, sir? Because the truth is, they had never landed in the moon. Only one person had that faith, and that was Srila Prabhupada. And if we have faith in the words of the spiritual master, those are like the nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, entering our ears with faith. If we practice, Krishna consciousness, love of Godhead will fructify. This is Guru Shishya Parampara. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments or tika or tippani for this? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.